Many mainstream, I guess you can't really call it mainstream anymore, many legacy and establishment media outlets have called the election for Joe Biden over Donald Trump. This began this morning at, I believe, 11:24 a.m. with none other than CNN, of course. NBC, ABC, MSNBC all soon followed that. And then about 2 or 3 minutes later, the Associated Press also followed that. Fox News followed as well. Fox News, you'll recall, was, I think, the only media outlet to call Arizona for Joe Biden on election night, even though then that decision was challenged. Anyway, these legacy media outlets have called the election for Joe Biden. That does not mean that the election is over, because the Constitution does not grant the legacy media the power to determine presidential elections. The election will be over in this case when a winner is certified, and a winner almost certainly will not be certified before this goes to the courts. And of course, the Trump campaign has not conceded. As of now, there is nothing new on the political front. There's nothing new on the campaign front. The only thing that has changed is on the media front. The legacy media have called the election. I'm no constitutional scholar, but I don't see anywhere that the U.S. Constitution grants the legacy left-wing media the right to call presidential elections. If I could caution anything when looking at these results, I would encourage patience. Patience is a virtue. That is what the Trump campaign is pushing out. The media are rushing to call this thing to create a narrative that, if there were a significant challenge in court, could not overcome that narrative. I think that's what's happening on the political media front right now. But the media don't get to call the elections. This process will continue. We will continue to provide you coverage objectively. You know, obviously, we at the Daily Wire own our point of view. We are conservative here, but that does not mean that we are dishonest. Quite the opposite, actually. I think it is the legacy media which is quite dishonest, because they don't own their political biases. They don't own their point of view. And in this case, they are explicitly lying about this election. The election is not over.